Right, hello, and welcome to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show with your host, Matt, here for another weekly mix of Australian and Canadian independent music, both new and old. We haven't done many interviews in the last year. This week, we are actually going to play part one of an interview that was recorded not by myself, but recorded by Evan Catalano of Shock Collar Records. So we've mentioned Evan's new record label in previous shows. Evan is based in Williams Lake, BC, and he's a punk rock enthusiast. And the purpose of Shock Collar Records is to release some records that were never actually released. They were recorded in the 90s, but didn't see the light of day until now, and they're all getting an online release. So, excellent work, Evan. Dr. Evil is one of these bands. So, Dr. Evil is a punk band from the past who are based in Williams Lake, British Columbia, featuring Troy Poison on guitar and vocals, Brian Dauncey on bass, and Derek Pickles on drums. And Evan actually sat down with Troy not long ago and recorded a lengthy interview, and we're going to play two parts of it over the next couple of weeks. So we'll speak more about that soon. Of course, lots of great new music ahead, but let's start out with three more tracks from this list of Australian punk history, 30 tracks from the excellent article that's up on junkie.com. Last week, we played The Birthday Party and New Race and The Scientists. So we're around the early 80s now. I noticed the next song on the list is the Screaming Tribesmen single Igloo, which I absolutely love, but we did actually play that a few weeks ago, so we'll skip that one and move on to The Mudus from 1983. To my knowledge, we haven't played The Mudus on this show yet. They feature the talents of Dave Graney and Claire Moore and Steve Miller. So Dave Graney, of course, has become an Australian underground music icon, and he's still touring to this day, still with Claire Moore in various projects. This was a band formed in Melbourne in 1980, so it's The Mudus. We're going to play a song called Disciples. The Disciples Know, from an EP called Engine Shudder. And then The Beasts of Bourbon, we've played a lot of their music here on the show. 1983 saw the release of 10 Wheels for Jesus. It was a track on the Axeman's Jazz record, which was their first album, which, believe it or not, was recorded in 4 hours in Woolloomooloo for $100. It's a certifiable classic from The Beasts of Bourbon, legendary band. And that'll be followed by another legendary band, X. And not to be confused with the American band X. This is the Australian band X. Brutally heavy punk band, awesome. We're going to play a track called Halfway Around the World, which is from an album they released in 1985 called At Home With You. So this is Stranded, starting out with some more tracks from this listed on the Australian Punk History 30 Tracks article at junkie.com, kicking off with The Mudus from 1983 with their song The Disciples Know.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. If you're new to the show, you can find out more information at ozstrandedradio.com. That is our blog. And we're at Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. And we always play older music at the top of the show. This week, we featured three tracks from the early 80s from Australia. First, the Mudas with The Disciples Know. Then, Be Suburban with 10 Wheels for Jesus, and X with Halfway Around the World. And again, we're going to continue with this list of songs featured on the Australian Punk History in 30 Tracks. It's on junkie.com. A really, really well curated list here. I'm enjoying going through this list. All right, let's get into some new Australian music. Here is a singer-songwriter named Cody Brims. And she has a song called Bundaberg Rum and Coke, which is a very, very popular Australian drink. Bundaberg Rum, of course, distilled in Bundaberg, Queensland. So Cody Brims, she's from Queensland, born in Brisbane. Well, she actually got a scholarship to attend Berklee College of Music in Boston and then eventually made her way to Nashville. So she's working hard down there. And this single of hers called Bundaberg Rum and Coke, I thought I'd play because it's definitely an Aussie institution, the Bundy and Coke. Next, after that, we're going to hear from Tom West. He is a singer-songwriter from Adelaide. We actually interviewed him in 2015. Again, that blog is ozstrandedradio.com, where you can find all of our interviews. His latest single is called Antarctica. And then we're going to hear from a Sydney band, four-piece called Body Type, and the lead-off track from their debut EP, which the song is called Ludlow, in brackets, Do You Believe in Karma? So new Australian music, starting out with singer-songwriter Cody Brims of Queensland, but currently based in Nashville.
Smoke rising, the bushfire came that night. Sugar cane went up in flames, cause the wind just blew it right. It was my 18th birthday, my father handed me a glass of my granddad's brew. As we watched the harvest burn, it was my birthright to drink it too. Up in Maryborough, where we drank it on the patio like the gang of Jenks. Jacket reeks of beer and plastic and the ash of an old cigar. And on my tongue is Caribbean sweet rum, but I miss the smoky bitterness. I feel a cold pull in my chest and I wish that I could run down to Maryborough, where we drank it on the patio. It feels so long.
quite some time. Oh, can I just rewind back to those days of summer nights by the sugar cane fire before my lips kissed any other kind of alcohol? It's my healer when I need to feel calm.
See.
Do you believe in karma? Do ya? Do ya? I reckon it's got something on ya, yeah. You know that every move you make makes my heart break, but you're still moving, aren't ya? Aren't ya? Aren't ya?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thanks for tuning into Stranded. So two Australian singer-songwriters there. Cody Brims from Brisbane. His first name is spelled K-O-D-E-Y. Cody Brims, B-R-I-M-S. And her single, Bundaberg Rum and Coke, definitely a Queensland singer-songwriter, and she is currently living in Nashville in the States. And then Tom West from Adelaide, his latest single is Antarctica. And then Body Type from Sydney with the track Ludlow, Do You Believe in Karma, from their debut EP, self-titled EP, Body Type. So let's play an interview now. It was recorded not by myself, but Evan Catalano, who runs Shock Collar Records. We've spoken about this new label here on the show previously. I'm going to interview Evan myself soon. He's an enterprising fellow. He's re-releasing, well, I wouldn't even say re-releasing, he's releasing for the first time some long-lost records from the Canadian punk scene. Albums that were recorded in the 90s but never actually saw the light of day in physical release. He's uploading these records to Bandcamp, and one of the records is by a band called Dr. Evil, who were active in Williams Lake in the 90s. The album is called Raise Your Glass. It was recorded in 1999 at JCDC Studios in Vancouver, but it was never actually released. And Evan has contacted Troy Poison, the guitarist and songwriter and vocalist, and he's recorded a lengthy interview that goes through every single one of the 15 tracks. So we're not going to play the whole interview, but maybe over the next couple of weeks we'll play bits and pieces. So we're going to play the part of the interview where Evan is talking to Troy about tracks 3, 4, and 5 on the record. So the record, again, was recorded in 1999, but not actually released to the public until just October of this year. So here it is. This is Evan Catalano from Williams Lake speaking with Troy from the band Dr. Evil about their record Raise Your Glass that was recorded in 1999.
Got anything to say about Why Do You Go?
Of course. I mean, I can't go on about Brett Preston enough. I mean, he was one of my best friends. I never met anybody like him. He was just nice to everyone. I'd never seen anyone that managed to cross over and be friends with both skateboarders and cowboys in our high school area. I mean, yeah. everyone just liked him, like both sides, like nobody disliked him. And it's such a goddamn shame that he's gone, because I mean, he was just, I mean, everybody fucking loved him. I mean, period. It was no question. Lovely man.
Yeah, you can. And this song was really fucking. You can really hear the. I think that song really captures it too, how you felt about him, and yeah, that really sucks though too.
Thank you. It's really scary writing a song for your dead friend, because I mean the last thing you want to do is make a shitty song for your dead friend, right? Yeah. And so I was really kind of scared, and I just went for it. I was like, well, I hope people like this, because this is what I have to say. And I went for it, and it worked, and people liked it, and I was kind of stoked.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's one of the best songs off the album.
Thank you.
And then next we got Scream.
Scream was one of those things. Yeah. Scream was one of those things that. I just had this riff, and I just went through my lyric book and just went with, oh, I'm gonna go with this, and. And when I was done with it, I recall Byron saying, we need to get that song ready, because I want that song on the album. So we put a lot of work into it to make sure that it was good to go. Because he saw the way that it was constructed, and he could tell that it was a pretty good tune. I kind of felt the same way. I mean, my favorite part was the bridge. Was the way I threw in that bridge, because it just felt like it just flowed right into it. It just felt like it belonged. I don't want to get too braggy or anything. I mean, sometimes you just know where a song goes and you feel it and you go, that's where it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just kind of worked out, eh?
Yeah, it really worked out. And again, yeah, it's got its own personal levels of pain and betrayal, like all of my fucking songs.
Yeah,
they're either about being scorned by women or being scorned by friends. It's just a theme.
And speaking of that, I guess next we have What Should I Do, which is a classic, and another very dynamic song, too, by the way, and quite the guitar intro, too. Is there anything you want to say about that song?
Okay, this is why I did it. I had What Should I Do, and it sounded like a pretty good song. But I thought it was a little bit too pretty, so I wanted to make it ugly by adding this kind of off-kilter solo to the beginning of it, just to kind of ruin it, you know? I mean, I didn't want it to completely spoil the song. I just wanted it to make it a little bit more ugly, because the whole thing was just a little bit too pretty, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if
that makes sense for sure. And then all of a sudden it goes really hardcore after that one part. And
yeah, well, I remember,
couple parts.
I remember my friends, Billy and Clint, they used to call that song the slow, fast song. And they'd always go, the song goes slow, and then it goes fast, it's so fast, and then it goes slow, and then it's fast and fast and out again, and it's slow. And that's what they called it.
Yeah. Back and forth for sure.
Yeah, Clint and Billy, yeah. they were really good guys. They're good fans too. Shout out if they're listening at all.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So that was part of the interview recorded by Evan Catalano of Williams Lake with Troy Poison, the singer and guitarist from punk band Dr. Evil, talking about the album Raise Your Glass that was recorded in 1999 in Vancouver, but only released just last month by Evan's record label, Shock Collar Records. It's shockcollarrecords.bandcamp.com is where you can find the record. And we heard that Evan speaking with Troy about tracks 3, 4, and 5 of the record. The tracks are called Why Do You Go, Scream, and What Should I Do? So let's play all those three tracks in full right now.
I'm makes me want to spin.
Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts.
Break your fingers.
So, three tracks there from the album that Dr. Evil punk band recorded in 1999 in Vancouver, but never actually released it. The album is called Raise Your Glass. So there was a band based in Williams Lake, BC. It was finally released last month on Shock Collar Records. You can find it at shockcollarrecords.bandcamp.com. We played three tracks from the album, track 3, 4, and 5, Why'd You Go, Scream, and What Should I Do? And before that, you heard part of the interview recorded by Evan Catalano speaking with Troy, the songwriter from the band and frontman. And Evan recorded a whole about an hour long interview where he goes through all 15 tracks. So we will play part of that interview again next week with some more tracks from this record. So that is Evan Catalano in, unearthing some previously unreleased from the BC punk world. Looks like we've got time for two more tracks. We'll go to Vancouver first with the band Milk. They have an album out just released, Mattress Ranch. And a number of great Vancouver musicians played on this who are all part of other bands. We'll play the track Gold Home from that record. And then Digger Wolf with the track Yellowstone. It's a title track from the Yellowstone record. Digger Wolf is the project of a First Nations artist from the Northwest Territories. His real name is Jesse James Gone. So let's play Yellowstone, the title track from the record. That's it. Thanks for listening. My name's Matt. This has been Stranded. Again, we're at AustrandedRadio.com. That's where you can find our blog with all of our archive shows. Okay. Bye for now. Here is Milk from Vancouver and then Digger Wolf from Northwest Territories.
Earthquakes and lightning. Still
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,